are listening to Less on the WEOL Morning Show.
He's a prankster.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
On AM 930 and FM 100.3.
It is 720 on WEOL, which of course it means it's time for Bobby DiBiasio of the Cleveland Guardians, brought to you on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bobby, good morning. Good Monday morning to you.
Hey, good morning, boys. Great to be with you. Cleveland Guardians sit here at the All-Star break in first place. Uphill climb this first half of the season to get to the 500 mark. But most importantly, we find ourselves atop the division. Now it's time to stay there the rest of the season.
Bob, it's almost like it's the first day of the season. We're starting over.
Exactly. And we're starting over right where we want to be. You know, you win your division. That's the focus of Major League Baseball. That guarantees you a spot in the postseason. And you're not fighting all the wild card issues. And we had a nice homestand. As much as you'd like to win and sweep a four-game series, that's awfully tough in the big leagues. A tough loss yesterday, but, again, really difficult to beat a big league baseball team four straight.
You know, you've often talked about winning series. That's the key, and the Guardians did it this past weekend.
Yes, we did. I think when we went into the series, it was, this is a team that, we need to take care of business and win three out of four. And that's exactly what we did. It was right before that, you run into the team that was playing the best in all of baseball in the Atlanta Braves and drop a series there. You get one win out of the three. And so when you drop that opening series of a homestand and you're facing a four-game set, your sights are on winning three of four. And again, our guys went out and did it.
Bob, any players that might be a little bit dinged up who will benefit from having a few days off?
I think they all will. I don't think baseball players ever play at 100%. The banging that their bodies take, outfielders running into walls or getting hit by pitches, middle infielders having players slide into them and their legs are black and blue. And it's playing every day is not an easy task at that level, that intensity. So I think a whole lot of them are going to enjoy just being able to relax, be with their families, and then regroup and get on to Texas, another team that's in first place in their division, and then we go to Pittsburgh. So we start on Friday on the road, three at Texas, three at Pittsburgh, before we come home to the Philadelphia Phillies, which will be fun, on the 21st of July, and then Kansas City again for three.
During this week, do you get to sharpen your golf game?
Of course. Absolutely.
Good for you.
Today I will be, I'm thankful to have the opportunity to be the chair of the Cuyahoga County Public Library Foundation's golf outing, annual golf outing. It's called Reading the Green. I love that title. It's at Lakewood Country Club. We're sold out. We have a great day in store weather-wise, and the group that always comes out to support all the wonderful things our libraries do for the community. Then Hammy and I and a few others are going to get together on Tuesday, so the beginning of this week, yeah, I get to sharpen the golf skills.
Good for you.
All right, Bobby, always a pleasure talking to you. You take care. Have a great week. Enjoy your golf game.
I shall. Thank you, boys. Talk next week.
All right,
Guardians.